Let's get back to the Morning Edition Song Project. That is the series where we ask artists to write an original song about the COVID era. Today, our guest is Rhiannon Giddens. She's a folk musician whose usual focus is on reinterpreting the music of the past, often drawing from African-American tradition.
I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. Lord, if you love me, keep me, I pray.
So that's what she normally does. For this project, we asked Rhiannon to draw from her own life over the past several months.
I kind of wanted to stretch my brain a little bit. And so I said, okay, let's see if I can do this. And it was really hard. If I write about contemporary events, it's through a historical lens. So yeah, I don't like really trying to think about myself.
Rhiannon was speaking to us from outside Dublin, Ireland. She's American, but lives in nearby Limerick. This day, she was visiting her boyfriend and musical partner, Francesco Turisi, who she recruited for help with the song.
And I think it was literally like one night after the whole day in the studio, she goes like, yeah, let's try this song. And I'm like, really? No.
Francesco is from Italy, and apparently he has quite the collection of instruments. He grabbed an Italian guitar.
And then I started messing around with this lute that he has.
It's kind of similar to the idea of a medieval lute, sort of.
Kind of in between a lute and an oud.
Yeah,
we call it a lute. But I just kind of played it like I play my banjo.
Huh. They call this song Best Day, Worst Day.
This is the best day of my life. Didn't know I'd get all this time with my kids. No one is crying. This is the worst day of my life. Don't know if I can take all this time with my kids. Thousands are dying.
Well, so you say it's the best day of your life and it's the worst day of your life. What do you mean by that?
Well, I was just thinking about my particular window into the pandemic. You know, I have a certain amount of privilege in that I'm in a safe place. I have a bit of money in the bank and I can wait it out. You know, not everybody's in that position. So it's just kind of yo-yo between, you know, one day I'm like, gosh, you know, this is great. I'm like cooking bread. I'm seeing my kids. We played games. And then the next day you're reading the news and just despairing about all the wasted lives.
A violently peaceful existence, a relaxed and stressful persistence. There are highs and lows and yet all we seem to get is a never-ending path to least resistance.
Francesco, do you connect to that when you listen to Rhiannon singing those lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, for me, there was definitely more positives to it because, it's, you know, for us that have spent life on the road, it was definitely like the first time that we felt like, actually, I'm not going anywhere for like weeks, months, literally, since I was like 21. So it was a little bit like trying to work on music and practice and spend more time with my daughter, you know, which normally I don't have time for. But then after a couple of months, I started hitting a bit of a wall of just fatigue and not really feeling inspired by anything. You know, it's just such extreme ups and downs.
I'm up on a rope 2 miles off the floor. When I fall, there's no one to catch me.
When we spoke to them on Monday, Ireland was just a few days into a new 6-week lockdown to address that country's growing infection rate. On paper, at least, the restrictions are among the toughest in Europe.
This lockdown is, I don't know, I don't want to say a farce, but this is how it felt a couple of days ago.
Well, I mean, it's always hard to do another one. You know, the first time everybody's kind of like, okay, we're going to do this and then it's going to be over. And now we know we have to live with this for a while. So this lockdown is, I think, a little bit different to the first one, but we're still not technically supposed to go from 5 kilometers of our home. And
it was supposed to be only essential services, but like bookshops are open.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know how long that's going to continue, but it's kind of like, I think everybody's just like, let me see what I can get away with, you know, during this lockdown, because, you know, it's just fatigue has set in.
Always seem to get. Resistance.
Rhiannon has been living in Ireland, but she grew up and spent most of her life in the United States. She's devoted much of her music career to honoring the African-American folk tradition from slavery onward. And so watching this moment of intense racial reckoning in the U.S. from afar hasn't been easy.
It is difficult. You know, it was another reason why it was really hard to write this song, because my head's just been full of the other big thing that's been happening in the States, because it is, you know, what I've spent my whole career talking about, and, you know, try to explain to my kids why I'm crying at odd points in the day. You know, it's been really hard, but I've just done everything that I can from here and use music to continue that conversation, you know.
Rhiannon, I just think about traditional songs, and there are many that are about pain and just pining for a faraway home, for better times. I'm sure you've sung a lot of those kinds of songs.
You're basically describing the stuff that we just recorded, because that's all we've been playing are like really sad, beautiful traditional songs. So.
But like, is it strange to be living through one of those very moments?
You know, I've been listening to a bunch of history podcasts, and as you listen to like the Peloponnesian Wars or the Aztecs, or, you know, listen to all these different periods of history, and you just go, you know what? We're not exempt. Nobody's exempt from living through periods like this in history. So this is just what we're doing. We're just living through this time that isn't even comparative. Like, if you have a certain level of privilege, this is nothing compared to World War II or the deprivations of this or that, you know? So I think being connected to all of the loss and the achievements of history, it just kind of makes what we're going through not that special. And I think that's important, actually. Mm. You know, we're just a part of the human experience. That's it. No more, no less.
The joy and the pain, the mind-numbing drain of the same day again and again.
Thanks for this song, and thanks for talking about it.
Thanks. Thanks for the series.
Rhiannon Giddens and her partner Francesco Torrisi, their song for the Morning Edition Song Project is called Best Day, Worst Day.